The majority of Wisconsin's African American population lives in Milwaukee, as do most of the members of the Racial Disparity Commission. But Racine and Kenosha boast the second largest black population, so it's a logical place to begin taking public comment on why Wisconsin incarcerates a larger proportion of its black population than any other state in the country. A recent study found African American youths in Racine are three times more likely to be arrested than their white counterparts. UW sociologist and commission member Pamela Oliver says the commission needs to hear from those families and others who feel the system is biased.
People who just have stories to tell about what they consider to have been outrageous treatment in a traffic stop or outrageous treatment in a prosecution process, there's definitely individual people who feel that they've been mistreated in the system.
The commission plans to use those stories and those told by people who work in the justice system to craft a set of recommendations for reducing racial disparity. Commission member and State Representative Tamara Grigsby says she's hoping the voices of those who are most affected by the justice system will provide fodder for her to take back to the legislature.
My biggest opportunity for change is to try to advocate for legislation to change some of the things that contribute to disparities. So I would like to see things that we can put into law.
The commission's recommendations are due out in October, following four more hearings in Beloit, Wausau, Madison, and Milwaukee. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.